Amen. So again, I welcome you. You know, I was just thinking how good God is, and truly he is so good. And, you know, I don't know if you do this or not, but if I get up during the night, you know, to go to the bathroom or whatever, I just begin to reflect on how good he is. Yeah, I'm kind of sleepy and all, but I said, God, I thank you, and I'm grateful. And in fact, I heard the Spirit of the Lord speak to me. He says, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Lord, I'm thankful. Lord, I'm grateful. This is an individual thing. This is a personal thing. It comes through as a personal relationship when you just think on his goodness, how good he is to you and to your family. You know, you can say, God, I'm grateful. God, I'm thankful. So that's what we're going to talk about. Simply, Lord, I'm thankful. Lord, I am grateful. And when we think about the word grateful and thankful, I mean, they're synonymous. They're very close in meaning. Grateful is feeling or showing an appreciation for something that's done or benefits that you've received. That's key, about showing that. Whereas thankful is, yeah, I'm pleased and relieved. And you express gratitude of relief. Like, for example, I could say, I'm thankful that the flood waters didn't come here to Virginia and just wash away our houses in there. I'm thankful. Not necessarily doing anything, but I'm thankful. So we're going to talk about being thankful and also being grateful. You have your Bibles? I would like you to turn to Psalm 100. That is a very, very familiar passage of Scripture, Psalm 100. And this song, it talks about it's a call to bring a praise offering of thanks or thanksgiving unto the Lord. That's basically what this song is talking about. It commands a praise offering of thanks and thanksgiving unto the Lord. Amen. Let's read Psalm 100. And I'm going to read the whole chapter because it's only five verses. And then we'll break it down after that. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Not just a few people, to everybody, all the land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Be happy about it. Hallelujah. Come before his presence with singing. Verse 3, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise God. The scripture says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Unto the Lord. It says, a joyful noise. Not any old kind of noise, but make a joyful noise. And that means shout joyfully. Several places in the scripture commands us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. See, whenever we come into the presence of the Lord, it doesn't have to be in the church, it could be in your house, it could be in your car. Let me remind us, it's a celebration. Whenever we enter into his presence, it's a celebration because when we think how good he's been to us, and he is good right now, because the fact that we have breath in our bodies, that we are living, and that we are an expression of him, there ought to be a praise down in our souls. Amen. For example, there in Psalms 98 and 4 through 6, it tells us, make a joyful noise to the Lord. This is something that it should come natural. Make the joyful noise to the Lord. It says, all the earth. And then break forth into joyous singing and sing praises to God. The scripture said, sing praises to the Lord with the lyre. And then with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King the Lord. Amen. That's telling us right there that's a celebration. Right there, even in the world, when they're having a party, hey, they're having a good time. They're making a loud noise, as they call a noise. But let me tell you, when we come into the presence of God, it's always a celebration. And when we think about how faithful God is, my God, that should automatically bring a praise. Say amen to that. We're talking about being, Lord, I'm thankful, and Lord, I am grateful. See, a joyful noise, it's not merely noise just for the sake of making noise, but the scripture clearly says a joyful noise. We want to make that kind of harmonious noise to the Lord that he accepts. He accepts our sacrifice of praise. See, our world is filled with noise. Much of it's harmful and distracting. Some things you don't even know what they're singing about. You don't even know what that noise is all about. But a joyful noise is a bold declaration of God's glorious name and his very nature. With shouts, with clapping, and other outward expressions of praise. That's what a joyful noise is, as unto the Lord. Not unto us, but unto the Lord. Not unto your pastor, but unto the Lord. Not unto your church or your denomination, but unto the Lord. Say amen to that. See, a joyful noise often includes music, such as singing and playing instruments and dancing. And you'll find reference to those scriptures in Psalm 95 and 1, 98 and 6, Psalm 149, 3 and 1, Chronicles 15 and 28. I'm not going into those, but I'm just giving you reference where the scripture says how we ought to praise God and praise him with joyful lips. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. It tells, another part of scripture tells us to praise God on the loud sounding cymbals, on the high sounding cymbals. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But and again, the Bible says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. That's what the scripture says. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. I'm going to just read a couple of verses there in Psalm 150. It tells you about praising him in the timbrel and praise him in the dance, praise him with the string instruments and organs. It said, praise God. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Some folks said, I don't like all that noise in the church. Well, listen, it ain't about you. It ain't about us. It is what it is. God said, praise him on the high-sounding cymbals. And then another part of the scripture says, I want you to play skillfully before the Lord. See, God doesn't accept just any kind of worship, just any kind of praise, but it has to be a heartfelt praise. Amen. Then at the end, he says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Even the birds in the morning have sense enough to be whistling and singing as unto the Lord. Even when the wind blows and the leaves on the tree, all that they're clapping their wings and the leaves to the Lord. See, the word says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Now look, often we use a term that, well, we just go to merely reverence the Lord. And actually, a lot of people use that term loosely. And actually, they don't really mean reverence the Lord. They mean it's kind of like, well, I'm just going to be just quiet, and I just want to, because, you know, I just don't want people to think, you know, that I'm crazy, don't think I'm undignified. I don't want to be classified as a fanatical. And see, that's a self-centered reserve person, and they are usually use that motivation that keeps them from singing aloud. Some folks don't want to sing aloud. Some folks are thinking, oh, I wonder who's going to hear me, who's watching me. Some folks wouldn't dare dancing for joy or lifting their hands in worship when it's appropriate to do so. We fear that we might be seen as somewhat just not dignified. And see, at those times, we are rejecting the opportunity to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. See, it's never about us. When we come together corporately, we need to lift our voices and praise God. We're going to talk about that even more. See, rather than focusing on praising God, some folks, their focus is claiming that Well, this is the reason I don't do all of that. It's because it's not part of my personality style. But people, let me tell you, the breath that we're breathing, God gave it to us. Oh, yes, he did. And the recognition, knowing of how good God is, and we are partakers of his goodness, that tells us right there we need to praise God. It ain't about us. We can't conjure up breath to breathe. It is God that breathes in us, and the Bible says we became a living soul. And hallelujah, and that breath that we are breathing, we have to raise our hands and worship the God in spirit and in truth. See, others excuse their lack of joy noise making by claiming, yeah, it's not my personality, that's not what I do. But however, most of those people who refuse to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, they think nothing at all about shouting and clapping and cheering at their favorite sporting event or music concert. I mean, folks will be sitting out there in the rain, and even I looked the other night at the football game. People not worried about COVID. They didn't have no mask. None of the day was carrying on with that football game and cheering their team on. They didn't think about that. They wouldn't even think of it. Wouldn't even worry about it. What you think about them? They're out there all painted up. Some people look like, I don't know, clowns out there. But come on now. But don't you criticize. Don't dare criticize the people of God when God says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. My God. See, for reasons not found in the scripture, many churches, they have adopted a somber, funeral-like atmosphere that it just quenches the spirit, and they don't even have expressions of joy. While corporate worship, whenever we come together, it should always be done decently and in order. But again, it's never about us. We need to bring our praise and our worship to God. Hallelujah. Because God has called us to do that. And see, on the other hand, you have some people pretending to make a joyful noise to the Lord when in truth, they're merely showing off themselves. Uh-huh. Praise and worship is not about us. God gets the glory, and we have this privilege of being able to praise him. You know, as the old saying goes, sometimes there are some folks make a lot of noise. Empty wagons make lots of noise. But when you are filled with the power of God, it's something that should be automatically. It's something that just comes up in your spirit because the power of God lives on the inside, and you don't have to work up a praise. We all just be able to say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. See, David, he got criticized for praising God. Oh, yes, he did. If David danced before the Lord, the Bible says, with all his might. Mm-hmm. And then he was wearing his priestly garment. And so David and all the people of Israel, when they brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting, and the Bible says, and with the sound of the trumpet. That sounds like a celebration to me, don't you? So he didn't worry about that. He didn't worry about how he was criticized of dancing out of his garments, his priestly garment, because it wasn't about him, but it's about God giving him the praises. And the Bible tells us, when we praise God, when we make a glorious, joyful noise to the Lord, that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. That means he's in the midst to receive those praises. Don't you want God to be in the midst when you're praising him, when you're glorifying him? Oh, yes. Oh, I want that too. So let's look at verse 3 of this 100th division of song. I told you we're going to break it down some. And it talks about, you know and understand that the Lord, he is God. See, we need to get these facts straight. Number one, know it. Know this, the Bible says. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. That's it. He is God all by himself. That's the first thing you have to realize. He is God. There's no other God that you can compare to him. He is God alone. He is sovereign. Hallelujah. God Almighty. Hallelujah. And see, we have to know that, the Bible says in verse 3, know that the Lord, he is God. And then the second thing we need to know, it is God who made us. Mm-hmm. We didn't make ourselves. No matter who claims, what scientists, whatever they conjure up and saying you come from this, you come from that, but let me tell you, the scripture means what it says. It is the Lord who has made us and not we ourselves. And then it goes on to say, yes, not only did he make us, but we are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture, and we belong to God. Say, I belong to God. Look at somebody and say, I belong to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So therefore, I will give him the praise that's due his name. We're moving on to verse 4. Verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Mm-hmm. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Look at that. Enter into his gates. In other words, we can think about it. When we drive up to the church, when you drive up on the parking lot, we ought to have a praise, a thanksgiving in our heart. Oh, yes, there ought to be a thanksgiving. God, I thank you that you allowed me here. You gave me safe travel. I'm here, Lord. And then you enter into the courts. In other words, when you come in the church doors, hallelujah, you ought to have a praise in our hearts. But realizing that it says his gates, didn't say ours. It says his courts. When you come in, and see his courts and his gates, they're holy. So we enter in on holy ground with the expectation to meet God in there and in our praises and in our worship toward him. So come on the parking lot. Next time you drive to church, come up on that parking lot with some praise, giving God thanks. And then you enter into the doors with praise. Hallelujah. Those of us that are going into the church, we go in with the praise. I can remember the saints from old. I'm telling you, back in the day, they came in praising God. They didn't care who was looking at them or who decided, what's wrong with her coming in praising God? Listen, people can't save you. People can't, they don't have a heaven to send you to or hell to put you in. Let me tell you what, you better get your eyes off of people. Get your eyes off of man, because your help don't come from man. Your help comes from God. So we got to give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give him the praise. It belongs to him. And then it says, bless his name. Bless his name. Telling us how we need to praise God. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Give God the sacrifice of praise. Does that mean that we feel good all the time and we feel like praising him or whatever? We feel like shouting for joy? No, we don't feel like it all the time. But again, when you just think and reflect on his faithfulness, how good he is. The fact that you're still in the land of the living. The fact that you have your right mind. The fact that you can still walk. Might be in some pain, might have arthritis, rheumatism, whatever. But you're still walking. You're still moving. You still know what's going on. Hallelujah. We still got to give God the praise. Hallelujah. This passage of scripture, it says, commands us to enter in with a praise. It commands us to give God the blessing that belongs to his name. It simply means to praise God when you bless his name. Praise him, to glorify him, exalt the Lord, and worship him. Specifically, it means to express humble adoration before the Lord. You realize that God, had it not been for you on my side, where would I be? Hallelujah. Like David says, I would have fainted. Hallelujah. Had I not known that I had lived to see the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. I would have been cast down. My God, we can't do anything without the Lord. That's what the scripture says. Without me, you can do nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So blessing the Lord is to bow humbly in your spirit, even on your knees before God, and speaking well of him. Tell God how good he is. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much you depend on him. Just give God the praise. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. We praise God. Tell him how much you appreciate his tender mercies and his loving kindness. My God. Moving on to verse 5, It says, for the Lord is good. Uh-huh. Not was, but he is good. He's good all the time. He is good. This is telling us why we should praise God, why we need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, why we need to bless his name, why we need to worship him in spirit and truth, why we need to praise him on the high-sounding, loud-sounding cymbals, hallelujah, why we need to come before his presence with a joyful heart. It says, because the Lord is good, that's why, and his mercy is everlasting, that's why, and his truth endureth to all generations, even to our children and our children's children and then their children. My God, it's important to be able to let your children see you, praise God. And I do remember to this very day, I remember seeing my grandmother, praise God. I remember how she didn't have any shame, as they say, no shame to her game. She praised God. She glorified the Lord. And many times she had it hard in life. She had a hard way to go, working hard, but yet she didn't neglect her reverence to the Lord. She gave God the praise, and she prayed for us. I am who I am today. I'm where I am today because somebody prayed for me, and that somebody was my grandma. She prayed for me. Glory to God. I thank God for that salvation today. That's why I can minister the word today, because somebody prayed for me. Glory to God. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting. His truth, it endures to all generations. Yes, yes, yes. The word of God shall never pass away. The heaven and earth, the Bible says, shall pass away. He said, but his word or his truth shall remain the generations to generations to generations. Hallelujah. God, if he tarries and we're gone, that praise and his worship, it still goes on. Hallelujah. Because God is eternal. So that's why we have to give him an eternal. Hallelujah. An eternal, yes, Lord. Glory to God. He's good. He's good and he's kind. God is a just God. He's good to the unjust and as well as the just. And see, his goodness and his mercy, it follows you and I all the days of our lives. His mercy is everlasting to everlasting. Remember, the scripture says, you and I, we've got brand new mercies. Tomorrow, the Lord's will, we will wake up with brand new mercies, not old mercies, not lukewarm mercies, but new mercies. God knows what we need to sustain us. And the Bible says his loving kindness and his tender mercies, glory to God, are with us. His truth, his word, will last throughout all generations to come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, I'm thankful to you. Lord, I'm grateful. Oh, yes, and I'm pretty sure you could say the same thing. But I just came by on this evening just to encourage you, just to ignite your praise, just to ignite your praise life. Hallelujah. Be thanking God for all that he is to us, for all he's done, for all he's yet to do. Praise God. We need to give God a praise of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And right now we're going to pray. And this prayer, we're not going to ask him for anything. We're just going to give him thanks. My God, he heard our prayers. He knows what we have need of, and we just come to praise him. So our Heavenly Father, we just praise you tonight. We praise you, God, because you are God. You are God who has made us. We understand we didn't make ourselves. God, we thank you because you are sovereign, Father. We bless you, Father. We thank you. You are our God. You are our Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you because you are our very peace tonight. And Father, we thank you because you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should never perish, but will have everlasting life. So we thank you for Jesus. And Jesus, we thank you how you died and how you bled, how you just gave your life for as a ransom for us. You are the propitiation for our sin. Hallelujah. You are that lamb that was killed. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, because we are saved today. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the shed blood that you shed on Calvary. Oh, my God, we shall never forget Calvary. We'll never forget what you've done for us. Father, we give your name praise, all the glory, all the honor. It belongs to you. And Father, we thank you, God, for the breath that we breathe. Hallelujah. For the air right now that we have. Father, we thank you, Father, for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Your peace keeps our heart and mind. Father, we thank you, Father, Lord God, for our healing tonight. We thank you, God, because you said healing is the children's bread. So we thank you for healing bread. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Father, we bless you, Lord, because your stripes, by your stripes, we are healed. God, even the pains that we feel in our bodies, God, we thank you, Father, because you are our healing tonight. You are our strength. Father, we thank you because you are our refuge. You are our strength. You are our very present help in the time of trouble. We thank you, Lord, even for the bereaved hearts tonight. God, we thank you, Lord. You are the comfort, Lord. You are our shepherd that we shall not want. God, we thank you, Lord, that you will cause us to rest in you. You cause us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside the still water. For your own name's sake, we say thank you. Thank you, God. We give your name praise. We glorify you, Father, even in this pandemic, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, even for those who may have had COVID, who may still get COVID. God, we thank you, Lord, because you are the Lord over COVID. You are the Lord over all disease. God, we thank you how you keep us. You're keeping us day by day. We thank you for your blood that covers us, that keeps us, God, that keeps us, that we can just abide under your shadow of the Almighty. God, we thank your glory to God. See, as we continue to look to the hills from which comes our help, we understand our help comes from you, Lord, and we thank you for that. We glorify you, Lord. Our hearts are grateful tonight, God. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, that we're able to say hallelujah. We can lift our voice. We can give you the sacrifice of praise. Thank you, God, that we have hands to clap. We have a voice that we can sing. We have feet that we can praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Even in the midnight hour, God, we can think on your goodness. We reflect on your mercy. We reflect on your kindness. We thank you for the angels that you already assigned to every one of us that keeps us, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, even for those that are in the hospital, God, that you will heal, that you are healing them, God, that you are sending your word and healing, God, that you are blessing, hallelujah, your people, God. You said, God, that you would not withhold any good thing for those that walk upright before you. We thank you, Lord, for those that are walking upright, those that are expecting a blessing. Those, God, are looking to you, Lord. You're the author. We're looking to you. You're the finisher of our faith, God. God, we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We thank you, Lord. We're empowered by the Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, that you didn't leave us comfortless, but you've given us the power of the Holy Ghost, God. We bless you for that, glory to God. We thank you, Lord, because you said the Holy Ghost would lead and guide us through all truth, God. Hallelujah. We'll take of yours and show it unto us, God. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost giving us revelation of your word. God, we thank you for this 100th division of Psalm tonight. We've read it many times, but God, tonight, our Holy Spirit just revealed. revealed more to us what it means to make a joyful noise. We will make a joyful noise. We will praise your name. We will glorify you, Lord. We understand it's not about us, but it is about you, God. Hallelujah. We are able to praise God because you have given us the strength. We thank you, God. We thank you for our families, God. We thank you for our children, God. We thank you, Lord, even for those that are not saved. We thank you, Lord, because we have your word. You said that not only would we be saved, but you said our household would be saved. So for that we give you praise. For that we have expectations, and we give your name glory and honor. We bless you, Lord. God, we bless you for this, even the simple things in life, the basic things in life. We thank you, Lord, that we have eyes we can see. Oh, God, ears we can hear. God, we thank you that we have shelter from the storm and the rain. God, we thank you, Lord, for the food on our table. We thank you for the clothes on our back. For that we say glory, hallelujah, glory to your name. Nobody can do us like you, Lord. There is no other God, but you are the God. You're the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We will bless your name at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouths. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you for even in the bad times, God, because you said that you would never leave us. You would never forsake us. That you are with us always, even till the end of the world. We look to you, God. We thank you, Lord, because we know, God, that you have started a good work in us, and that you are able to complete it, God, until the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you are sitting on the right hand of the God the Father, that you're interceding for us. Hallelujah. We can make it. We can make it because you said we can make it. We can make it, God. We thank you, Lord, that for supplying all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord, that you keep us protected, even in the United States of America. God, that you are able. You're over authorities, God. You're over governments, God. And we look to you, God. You are our helper. We thank you, Lord, that you will direct them, God, that you will order their steps. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you for boldness. We thank you for holy boldness, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be ashamed of you, but we will praise you as the Scripture has said, that we will lift our hands and worship you, that we will give you the sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity just to say, Lord, we're thankful. Lord, we're grateful. Lord, you are everything to us. And for that, God, we praise you. We glorify you. You are a way maker. You are a way maker, God. You can make ways out of no ways. God, we thank you, Lord. We cast all our cares upon you because, see, you cares for us. We thank you for your word tonight. God, we thank you, God, that we can hide your word in our hearts, that we might not sin against thee. God, we thank you, Lord, that we don't have to be conformed to this world, that we can be transformed by the renewing of our minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you. We thank you, God, for all that you are to us. And we thank you that we will give your name to praise the glory. We thank you, God, that you will get glory out of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen. Glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah, God. We muted these lines just so we can just mingle our voices together and give God the praise. Hallelujah. We talked about the praise. Glory. Hallelujah. Tell him how thankful you are. Tell him how grateful you are. God, we praise you. Hallelujah. 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 We glorify. We thank you right now, God. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Yay, God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the midst of it, we give your name praise. Hallelujah. We thank you right now because you are good, God, and you're worthy to be praised. Yes, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We glorify you. We magnify. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, again, I thank God for every one of you. Thank you for being on this Dream Team prayer line. And I trust and I know that you have been blessed tonight, because I know I have. I've been blessed tonight. And I thank God for every one of you, that you will continue to be blessed of the Lord. You will continue to be lifted up, that God will raise you up on levels that you haven't even experienced before. We haven't even begun to touch the things that God has for us. But I tell you, when we've learned how to praise him and give his name the praise that's due him, we can experience a great, great, great experience in Christ. So until next week, we thank God for it. We love you, and we pray that you continue to be blessed.
Hallelujah.
You pray for me, and I'm going to certainly pray for you, and then we will watch and we will testify of what God has done. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Have a blessed night. And I'm going to say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.